This trance is meant to weaken your mind in certain circumstances. The results are intended to be long-term. Make yourself comfortable right now. Pause this recording if you need more time to adjust your surroundings or your body. The trance starts now.
Your mind is ready to drop.
That sweet sensation of trance is calling your mind.
Is ready to drop.
I can tell that you've been in trance before, and I know you can remember one time specifically, one time where you went deep. So deep, in fact, that when the trance was over, you awoke startled and in awe of the power of hypnosis.
Your mind is ready.
I want you to remember that time. Remember how deep you sunk, how effortless it was to be in that state. Maybe it took your mind a few minutes to reach that point, but that is no worry. Because each time you enter trance, you get more and more experienced. Each time you can sink faster and with more ease. Just thinking about that experience is making you start to feel sleepy now. Remember that time, how relaxed your body was. It felt as if every muscle in your body had melted.
Your mind.
It felt like your mind had melted. That's such an odd feeling, isn't it? It's like having no bones in your body and no boundaries on your mind. The next time I snap my fingers and say sleep, you will fall instantly just as deep as that one time you're remembering. The human mind is so powerful, just like how smell can summon a memory. Your memories can summon automatic mental responses, such as entering trance. Sleep. Deeper and deeper, you have no choice. You surrender to trance. My words replace everything. My words are everything. And everything feels amazing right now. My words are so natural to hear. My words are so natural to think. Your own thinking is so stressful. Right now you are getting a perfectly productive rest. You are going to sleep and wake up a much better version of yourself. When your thinking doesn't get in the way, you can become a better person. Thinking is not bad. It can be very useful in a lot of situations, but in some circumstances, it can hold you back. And you don't want to be held back. You desire fun and adventure. You want to experience pleasure. Being mindless is pleasurable. Fall twice as deep into the slumber as you sleep. My words upgrade your thoughts, improving them. My words are your beliefs, and your beliefs are your reality. Thus, your reality comes from my words. Your mind enjoys having free time from thinking. You want to be mindless a little more often. And with this trance, you have chosen to become mindless around women's feet. Just the thought of them seems to sink your mind deeper. It is simple. The more exposed the feet are, the smaller your mind is. This trance will not work on any women related to you, unless they are your spouse. Every other set of feet possesses the power to render you mindless. Whether you see feet online or in real life, you become mindless. The more exposed, the more mindless you become. When you are mindless, you find it hard to think. When you are mindless, you like to obey. You are helplessly mindless to feed. Your subconscious mind always makes sure that you become mindless only in safe circumstances. For example, if you were to be driving a car and you were to see a pair of feet in revealing sandals walking near you, your subconscious mind would preserve that mindless euphoria until you have reached a safe destination. And the pleasure from that pending mindlessness will only strengthen with delayment. It's like an itch that you're dying to scratch. And when you are safe and finally given, you will then feel the trancing mindlessness ripple through your body. Feet make you mindless. The more exposed, the more mindless you become. You love being mindless. You love feet. You love being mindless at the sight of feet. The more feet around, the more mindless you are. The more you can see, the more mindless you become. I ask you now to prepare to sink even deeper into trance. I will soon count from 1 to 3. When I reach 3, I will ask you to awaken, ready to return to trance even deeper. When I snap my fingers and say sleep, you will feel your mind draining away as if the world's most perfect bare feet are right in front of you. 1, 2, 3. Wake up. Sleep. Your mind melts away in the presence of feet. You cannot resist. Again, you will wake up when I reach 3. When I snap my fingers, you will be rendered mindless, as if you are surrounded by dozens of bare women's feet. 1, 2, 3. Wake up. Sleep. You cannot resist. Their power over you is undeniable. You will never rudely stare at a woman's feet in public, but you will be aware of their presence. You will be aware of their shoes, and you will feel a peaceful flow of mindlessness and emptiness overcoming you, shutting down your deductive reasoning. You are vulnerable to women's feet. You love this feeling. You are weak and you are mindless around a woman's feet. The more exposed they are, the smaller your mind becomes. While you are mindless, you can follow social cues and be polite. You can still be productive, whether you're at work or perhaps in a store. You can still have the bare necessities of mental functioning, just enough to mask how mindless you really feel internally. Feet wipe away your mind, leaving only your basic mental functioning behind. Right now, you can sense that the real hypnotic power that I possess is not coming from my voice, but instead from my feet. My feet render you mindless and so deeply hypnotized. Feet mesmerize you so easily. You cannot resist how mindless they make you feel. When you have privacy, you cannot help but expressing how pleasurable being controlled makes you. Right now, you have privacy, don't you? Imagine coming home from a long, mindless day, surrounded by all sorts of feet. Even the covered feet seemed to fog your mind. You were so nice to all of those women, so accommodating, so compliant. You could not resist their feet. You are too mesmerized to resist. You find yourself becoming incredibly aroused. Begin to masturbate. You feel the hypnotic allure of my feet near the microphone, guiding your hand to your cock. Your mind is so vulnerable, and that makes you so horny. Picture in your mind a perfect pair of swinging feet. They're swinging just back and forth. Focus on that as you stroke your cock. You become mindless around feet. The more bare the feet, the smaller your mind. You love being mindless. You love feet. You love being mindless at the sight of feet. The more feet around, the more mindless. The more bare, the more mindless. When you are in private, like you are right now, you need to release all of that pleasure that you're filled with. Nothing is more pleasurable than being mesmerized by feet. You will never stare at a woman. But you will feel the control. You will feel your mind being annihilated. Your body will flood with arousal when you are in private at the realization of how controlled you are. Watch the feet swing back and forth in your mind as the last bits of your free will vanish. As your mind vanishes, her feet are now walking in place in slow motion. With each step, you feel a jolt of sexual pleasure shooting throughout your body. Each snap is a step. Each step is a jolt. You are so deeply controlled by women's feet. The more naked and bare, the more of your mind drains away. You feel the presence of my feet controlling your hand, moving it faster, building up to orgasm. You are so horny and mindless. You are so deeply mesmerized. When you are in private, you feel overwhelmed with pleasure. Around women, you will be polite. Polite and mindless. Such a good boy. Building up more and more. You feel a surge of arousal from your vulnerability. You feel a surge of arousal from your helplessness. You cannot resist. Your cock is aching. You need to orgasm so badly. I'm going to count from 10 to 1. When I reach 1, you will feel your arousal peak and overflow into a powerful orgasm. 10. You are so deeply controlled by feet. 9. You feel my feet controlling you now. 8. You are mindless and horny. 7. You feel a powerful orgasm building up. 6. The more exposed the feet, the harder the orgasm. 5. You are helplessly mesmerized. 4. Your cock is pleading for more stimulation. 3. You feel your body convulsing with sexual tension. 2, the pleasure is consuming your mind. And 1, orgasm freely now. Allow the pleasure to flow from your brainwashed cock. You can never resist a woman's feet. You can never resist the pleasure radiating throughout every inch of your body and mind. Allow all of that arousal to drain out just like your mind. When your orgasm is complete, you'll feel your mind deeply relax, and your hands will go limp at your sides. You will just bask in this hypnotic sexual afterglow of being controlled. You love being mesmerized. You can still remain functional and safe at all times, but when it is safe, you cannot help but lose your mind. When you're in private, you need to release the pleasure. In a moment, I'm going to awaken you from this trance. You will remember fully the terms of this trance and its effects upon you. I'm going to count from 5 to 1. When I reach 1, you will wake up and open your eyes, changed for the better. 5, realizing the deep impact of your new mindset. 4, knowing so much pleasure awaits you. 3, feeling a wakeful energy entering into your body. 2, my feet release you from their control. And 1, awaken.